Well, friends, grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Did you hear that earlier? Let me read this again. Romans chapter 4, verse 16. Mike read this for us. It says, that is why it depends on faith, in order that the promise may rest on grace, and then get this part, and be guaranteed to Abraham's offspring. What was that big word? Guaranteed. Do you often think of blessing and promises that way? Guaranteed? Really? That sounds audacious, doesn't it? I mean, come on, like it's all good, but guaranteed. I think that so often we live our lives out of fear that we will miss out on blessing. I know I live that way. I won't make you raise your hand, but I know I often find myself living that way, fearing that I'm going to miss out on blessing. I think that these fears come in a few different ways. So I'm going to say fear number one, all right, is that I have not done enough to deserve it. That try as I might and as good as a person as I try to be, I'm still trying to earn that blessing. And I think that we see this when we see people who do all these good things for all the wrong reasons, right? So they might volunteer, they might serve, they might give, they might sacrifice everything in their lives. And it comes from a place of anxiety that they're not good enough yet. And they're trying to earn those blessings out of fear that they're going to miss out on blessing. And then there's fear number two. I've blown it. Or I have already blown it. It comes from a place where we fear that we've squandered God's good blessings already and that we can't get them back. I don't know if you've noticed by now. I've been here for a little while now. It'll be 2 years this August. Have you noticed that I'm a little bit of a goof? Like I goof things up. I mess things up. All right. Notice I didn't ask you to raise your hands. All right. Like I mess things up. And sometimes it's funny. I can laugh it off, but you know, maybe you can relate. There's also times when I mess something up and I go, oh, I've blown it. Oh, I squandered that. And you know, that can come in two forms where it's just a goof, right? And you just say, oh, there it goes. There was that nice thing and it's no longer mine. But then it can also come in a much more terrible way, right? Through our sin. Maybe it's a marriage that's in shambles. Were years of your life wasted doing things that you wish you could forget? Maybe it's money or possessions that you have mismanaged and you have not been good steward of God's things. We're goofs and we're also sinners. And the fear is that we've blown it. God gave us something good and it's gone because of us. And then there's a third fear, right? That our present circumstances make us believe that we are missing out on our only shot at life. That there's some good things that can only come in this life, and that because I don't have them, I'm going to miss out. And the circumstances have robbed me of something for eternity. And it could be the diagnosis that you get. It could be the loneliness that you feel. It could be the family that you thought you have had and you don't have. It could be a prodigal child who has gone. It could be the grief that you have from the loss of a loved one. It could be the dreams that you dreamt that you don't have. and you never will. We fear that because our lives look like this right now, we're never going to enjoy the blessings that we desire. And maybe there's a fourth fear that I'll add, all right? And it comes from this. We start to think, you know what? God's blessings are not guaranteed. And God will not come through. So you know what I'll do? I'll build my own. Right? And by the way, this is what happened right before God calls Abraham. They turn their back on God. They say, well, God's not going to come through. Well, let's do this by some other means. And they build this thing called the Tower of Babel. Have you ever heard of this? Right? Here's what they said. This comes from Genesis chapter 11. Come, let us make bricks. That was the latest technology of the time. Bricks. Oh, it was all a craze, all right? Bricks, and we'll burn them thoroughly, and let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves. We will do God's job ourselves. Get ourselves to heaven. Ourselves. Make ourselves a city that reaches up to the heavens, all on our own. You know, we kind of laugh at bricks, but maybe it's worth asking. What are today's bricks? The things that we turn to do God's job ourselves, to try to give ourselves blessings ourselves. You know, one of those things like might be like AI. Right? Or like designer babies trying to like play God ourselves, or maybe social apps trying to make a great name for ourselves, or maybe it's riches and lifestyles and we try to give ourselves blessings that come from those things, or maybe it can take a more sinister turn, right? Like chasing a high through a vice. There'd be pornography. Or drugs, or name the addiction, alcohol. We try to make these blessings on our own, to do God's job for Him. It all comes from a place of fearing that we are going to miss out on blessing. You know, during the season of Lent, what I want to do is look at the Old Testament. And because the Old Testament gives us a picture, a snapshot of the kind of Savior that we need. We need a Savior who blesses. One who blesses. And so, you know how the whole Tower of Babel story goes. God comes down, scatters them, all the different languages, and they no longer build the Tower of Babel. And then, you turn to the next chapter, chapter 12, and God calls Abram. God guarantees blessing, not through the people building their own tower, but He does it Himself. He guarantees blessing by calling Abraham from the line of Shem. Shem, by the way, was Noah's son. And did you notice how quickly it goes from Noah getting off the ark to his descendants building the tower, right? So Abraham is this offspring of Shem. By the way, Joshua chapter 24 tells us that Abraham came from a family of idolaters. They weren't looking for God, and this is important, right? It does not say that Abraham was a good guy. It wasn't God looking out and saying, "Ah, who am I going to choose to be the one who my blessing comes through? Oh, that guy, he looks really shiny. Look at him go." No! Abram was an idolater. He was worshiping and serving other gods. He was not a good guy. He was not deserving. He wasn't even looking for God. And God comes to him, right? Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 and 3. Abraham, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you, the promise of land, the blessing of land. I will make of you a great nation, And I will bless you and make your name great. Oh, what was it they were trying to do at the Tower of Babel? Make a name for themselves? I will make your name great so that you will be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you, I will curse. And in you, look at this, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. What is it that guarantees blessing? We just went through a whole list of all the fears that we're going to miss out on blessing. And what is it that guarantees blessing? God's sheer grace. That's it. That it just simply comes from God. Now check this out. I thought this was pretty cool. All right, I'm going to nerd out on the Bible for a second, so please humor me. All right? All right? You fast forward like a lot, and you go to Hebrews chapter 11, and the author of Hebrews is talking about these great heroes of the faith, and he talks about Abraham, and look what he says in Hebrews chapter 11. This is just so cool. All right? By faith, Abraham went to live in the land of promise as in a foreign land. He was looking forward to the city that has foundations. Oh, like the Tower of Babel, right? They were trying to make themselves a city that went to the heavens. A city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is who? God. Oh, not a bunch of people. God himself who would build a city. And he, Abraham, died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar. For, as it is, he desires a better country. That is, a heavenly one. Oh, how high were they trying to build a tower? All the way up to what? Heaven. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. It's like the whole point all along was, no, you're not going to build your own tower. I am going to build a tower for you. That thing you're trying to do, it's actually the right thing, but you're doing it in the wrong way. It doesn't come through the Tower of Babel. It comes from God himself doing it for his people. You don't guarantee the blessing. God does. And how does he do it? Well, not by building a tower to the heavens, but by calling this idolater named Abraham, and through his offspring, all the families of the earth would be blessed. You know what's wild? It said Abraham believed God. You know, I found this quote from Martin Luther, who says that Abraham believed in the one who would bring blessing that God promised him. And now listen to this quote from Luther, all right? And this is Luther saying, this is what Abraham would have said about his faith, all right? This is like Abraham talking. For my posterity will be born one who is blessed with his own person, who will bring a blessing so long and so wide, it will reach all the families of the earth. He must necessarily be God and not a human being, although he will be a human being and will take on our flesh so that he is truly my seed, my offspring. Abraham believed in Jesus. Maybe he didn't know Jesus' name, but he knew that all right, I'm just little old Abraham. There's no way I can bless all the families of the earth. So whoever is going to bless all the families of the earth is going to have to be God himself. But you know what? God also said that one who would bless all the families of the earth would be my offspring. So that he must necessarily be both God and man. Oh, you know who that reminds me of? Jesus. God's blessings come only through the one who is able to be Abraham's blessing giver. And only through him will all the families of the earth be blessed. Which means, dear Christian, you, if you're for anything like me, you often fear about missing out on blessing. And you know what? The guarantee of God's blessing has to come from something more reliable than being a good person, and something more reliable than just not blowing it, and something more reliable than what your present circumstances are, and something more reliable than bricks and AI and all that kind of stuff, right? It has to come from something more reliable. The guarantee must come from the promiser of the blessings. The promiser who can do the impossible. The promiser who specializes in barren wombs. And the promiser who specializes in raising the dead. Only somebody who does that can guarantee blessing no matter what. And so he sends one who blesses, Jesus himself, who takes your curse, your sin, and in your striving, and your failure, and your shame, and your suffering, and he takes it to the cross. He becomes the curse so that you might be blessed. And Jesus rises from the dead to make you the offspring of Abraham. And an heir of all of his blessings in baptism, guaranteed to you by faith, simply because God makes you part of the family. And so, what does that mean for you? You get all of Abraham's blessings. You get the great name, right? Abraham didn't do a thing. It wasn't earned or deserved. It was bestowed. So you have a life of significance and eternal value. You are not forgotten. You have God's name put on you. And if you have God's name, you have everything. And you also get the blessing, the promise of the promised land, and not just the one near the Gaza Strip, right? You get the blessing of the promised land of the whole world. Abraham was an heir of the world, right? And Abraham looks forward to the true city in heaven, the abundant world that can't be squandered. You being a goof will not get rid of this blessing that world is. You can't goof it up, which is really good news for people like me. You will live in the new creation where everything is redeemed and restored. And you enjoy heaven on earth right now in God's word and in his body and his blood. And you also get Abraham's blessing of being part of a great nation, a new family, which is wild, right? Because that nation came from Sarah's barren womb. God can do everything out of nothing. And God calls into existence the things that do not exist. No matter what your life circumstances are, they are not an indicator of what God can and will do. You are reunited with your family. You have a giant family. You are somebody who is death and dysfunction proof. You have belonging, and you belong to a new kind of people and a new kind of life. You know, I talked with a widow this last week who is desperately missing her husband. And I talked about the sermon today, and I said, you know what? Like, those blessings of Abraham are yours. You're going to see him again. Because you both are part of Abraham's family. And you are going to live with him again. And they were like traveling around. They camped and all that. And I said, you know what? You got a lot more vacations and camping to do. Because you're going to live in the promised land. Maybe one last thing is that you are also blessed to be a blessing. You know, I read this week that this is a theory. It's not necessarily from the Bible. There's this theory that Luther believed that Shem, Noah's son, who is still alive when Abraham was alive, that Shem is the one who went and evangelized Abram out of being an idolater. Now, not from the Bible, his theory, all right? But it is interesting. Shem was doing ministry, right? And that he went and called Abraham on behalf of God. Now, regardless of whether that actually happened, it is true. Hey, the one who blesses blesses through you. And what's true for you, that you are not missing out on God's blessing, is also true for others. Jesus is your audacious guarantee of God's blessing. And no matter what sin or failure or circumstance, or even not even by obtaining it by bricks, you receive God's blessing through your baptism as an heir of Abraham. So in Jesus' name, amen. Amen.